What happens when a death educator and a professional knitter walk into a cemetery? Grieving and Weaving, a monthly event series that called personally to NPR's Samantha Balaban.
Late last year, when my dad was diagnosed with ALS, a progressive, fatal disease that has since taken away his ability to talk and eat normally, I knew immediately that I wanted to go home.
Today, I'm going to show you how to make a granny square.
I also knew that I would need a hobby.
So you're going to take your hook underneath the yarn, like so.
I decided to learn how to crochet. My mom, mostly a knitter, agreed to help me make a granny square blanket. And my dad, who has a funny sense of humor, decided his coping mechanism would be binge-watching Grey's Anatomy.
I'm fine. Really, I am. I'm fine.
Granny squares and Grey's quickly became the after-dinner routine.
You're fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Like Drs. Izzy Stevens and Preston Burke, we weren't actually fine. But I was churning out dozens of multicolored squares. And it felt like it was helping.
It's incredibly meditative, and that's part of ritual. That's part of really sitting with something, right? So I think knitting, crocheting, embroidery, which we have here tonight, is being with it.
Gabrielle Gatto is a death educator, and here is inside the chapel at Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery, where she is the manager of public programs and runs the interactive workshop Grieving and Weaving.
I think it was important to have that in the name as well, just the bold honesty of, hey, we are going to talk about grief, we are going to talk about death, dying, and loss, but we're also going to create happy memories together and eat a bunch of food, drink a bunch of things. We actually have grief seltzers here tonight.
Oh, what kind of seltzer?
So syrup has historically been used by death doulas and practitioners as like a sympathy gift. I have rosemary and lavender here, both really soothing. So I'm always trying to, wait for it, weave everything together.
As people start to file in, they take their seats in the pews or mix their grief seltzers at the snack table. The rosemary was very refreshing, by the way. And then they pull out their crafts.
I'm Tess Rafferty. I'm a knitter. I've been doing some grieving.
Rafferty, who is also a therapist, is sitting in the first row, making a sweater vest out of a beautiful copper-colored wool.
It is squishy, it sheds, it pills. I love it. It smells like sheep.
It's a project that had been sitting in her closet for months.
Both of my grandmothers passed away this year.
Rafferty almost didn't come to Greenwood tonight. She strongly considered staying at home with her dog.
I'm very happy to be here. As soon as I walked in, it's absolutely therapeutic. So therapeutic. I mean, something I talk about a lot with my clients is that as adults, we stop playing. We stop being creative just for creativity's sake. So that's the sort of thing I'm always recommending to folks. Inner child healing work, all that. There's also something about the sound of it. It's really soothing.
Good evening, folks.
Even though the series is called Grieving and Weaving, you don't have to be doing either to participate.
Please share whatever you are working on. I see a lot of busy hands. It's great.
Mary Pat Klein co-facilitates the event.
We're just trying to create community.
Klein has been knitting since she was 7 years old. She comes from a family of knitters. She's wearing an ivory-colored shawl her grandmother made for her. She's also a professional craftsperson. She's made outfits for Broadway and television.
Recently, somebody asked me, they embroidered, could they come? And it's like, yes, please. We're trying to open it up. Just come and be creative.
They've turned the chapel into something like an art classroom. There's a huge tub of donated yarn, also clay, colored pencils, post-it notes, markers, and books.
This is some very bad beginner crocheting.
Klein teaches a circle of beginners, including Virginia McClure, how to crochet.
Like, pull it back through these two to like make the loop on the end. So it makes that sort of braid.
McClure isn't grieving a death. She recently got divorced. She's grieving a time in her life that's now over.
It's a new chapter kind of situation. It's like exciting and sad, and there's a lot of like trying to figure out what to do. I went through a period of time in high school where I like wanted to make my own clothes, and I was very bad at it, so I just gave up. This is me kind of being like, okay, I'm 37. nearly 38. Let's get back into this thing that I like to do.
Some people chat with their fiber friends. Others keep to themselves. One attendee is putting the finishing touches on a beaded costume. Another is making an ashtray out of clay. Someone else is embroidering a very elaborate dragon. And Susan Rifus brought her entire bag of projects.
Probably the most on-brand thing I have here is this blanket in here. When my partner's mother died, she was a knitter and a crocheter. She had a ton of yarn, you know, in their house. And so I raided her stash, and this was yarn that belonged to her.
Her boyfriend's mother, Nancy Jewell, loved to create things, says Rifus.
I hadn't even been going out with him for a year when she made a quilt for my birthday. It's got a patch stitch in there for Susan from David's mom.
When Jewel was in a nursing home before she died, Rifus thought it would be nice to make her something. So she bought rainbow yarn and made her a shawl.
And it was like her favorite thing before she passed away.
And the blanket Rifus is making now, she plans to give to her partner.
I thought it would be something nice that he can remember his mom by. It's kind of nice creating with her stuff because when I'm using her yarn, I think about her and I think about what she was doing when she originally bought the yarn. But that's like the nice thing when you make stuff for people and you think about them. Those memories are always going to be there.
Look at this.
By the end of the evening, Virginia McClure has crocheted multiple rows of stitches.
Before today, she knew not of crochet, and now she's not a master, but I mean, she did make up two pretty good rows.
She says it's either something she did just because she wanted to, or the beginning of a beautiful new hobby.
It's not the end product that's the therapy, it's the act of doing it.
Deaf educator Gabrielle Gatto again.
A big thing with grief is moving through it, both mentally and physically, right? And that's exactly what we do here. We bring something that is maybe heavy on our minds or our hearts, and then we work with our hands, we work with it, and we work together.
And I think she's right. I finished almost 3 granny square blankets and 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. But it's not about that. It's the ritual. Having something to do with my hands. A quiet space for my brain. Thinking about the friends I'll give my blankets to and the memories of all the nights I've gotten to spend sitting on the couch being with my dad. Samantha Balaban, NPR News.
And if you are grieving or weaving, or if you just like crafting, the next workshop is Wednesday, August 21st at the Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn.